Siyata Deshmaya, I want to repeat a story that I've said in the past but has a lot of meaning to me when coming into Kabbalah HaTorah. There's a backdrop to the story. I heard the story twice from my Rabbeim. Once I heard it from my 8th grade Rebbe, Rav Lippe Geldworth, and then I heard it from Rabbi Braunspiegel. Rav Lippe Geldworth used to visit a infirmed Talmud Chacham, Rav Kirzner, and I had a strong imagination when I was a child, and it was very vivid. He would describe to us that he would visit Rav Kirzner. Rav Kirzner didn't move any parts of his body. There was nothing that he was able to move. But he was able to speak, and he was entirely lucid. And he said, Rav Kirzner told me this story. He came in on Sunday morning. He was very excited to tell us this story. Subsequently, it's been printed in books. And he said when Rav Kirzner got to the punchline, the only thing that moved in his body was his mouth, and he had a long white beard, and there were tears coming down his cheeks into his beard when he told him the punchline. Many years later, I was sitting in Rav Braunspiegel's shir. Rav Braunspiegel had a tremendous koach in living in the world of Iyun and simultaneously living in the world of the stories of the Chachmei HaMesorah. He would call them commercials. He would stop in the middle of shir. It was with tremendous ingenuity where he would stop to give the guys a break, to give them time to reflect and then inspire Yir HaShemayim and then go back into the sugya. And he stopped for one of his commercials and he told this story. And when he got to the punchline, he began to cry. And the story goes that there was a tremendous gaon in Europe in the 19th century, Rabbi Zalal Charif. Rabbi Zalal Charif came roaring into Volozhin. And he gave a shiur. He was one of the giants of the generation. And he ended the shiur with a bomb kasha. And the guys tried to answer it, and he wasn't happy with it. A couple days later, he was still in Volozhin, and guys were still trying to give him an answer. He told one boy, it doesn't fit into the words. Another boy, you forgot, is a Gemara in Horius that's against it. And then, like young yeshiva bachrim, the hak began. The hak began that Rabbi Zalal Charif had a daughter who he was trying to decide who was a boy that was ra'ui for his daughter for a shidduch. But no one could come up with the answer. Rabbi Zalal Charif got back into his horse and buggy and he started leaving Volozhin. And Rav Lippe Geldor Shlita told us, or Rav Kirzner told us the name of the young man. Rav Braunspiegel or Binyamin, I don't think, said the name. He told us the name of the young man. His name was, you can't make this name up, Yosef Schlupper. Years later, I saw a picture of Yosef Schlupper. Our Rabbeim didn't lie. Rabbi Yosef Schlupper, who I saw, was a dayan where Rabbi Zalal Charif was Rav, and he was an old man with a white beard. And Rabbi Yosef Schlupper comes running out of the Beis Medrash of Volozhin, and he reaches the horse and buggy, and he stops Rabbi Zalal Charif, and he said, and I have to say it in the way he said it. Rebbe, vergesst von der Shidduch. Forget about the Shidduch. Aber wie azoi kennst ihr gehen weg von Volozhin mit Akasha und Eteretz? How can you leave Volozhin with Akasha without Eteretz? And somehow those words, wie azoi kennst ihr gehen weg von Volozhin mit Akasha und Eteretz, those words somehow stuck deep into the soul of Rav Kirzner, deep into the soul of Geldworth, because when he came in on Sunday morning, he was so excited to tell the story and so much into the bones of Rabbi Braunspiegel that it elicited something very, very deep inside of them. How can you leave the greatest yeshiva in the world with Akasha without a Teretz? Let's talk about Shavuos. Why Shavuos is all about V'azoi kenster gein avek from Volozhin mit Akasha on Eteretz. There's a few things, characteristics of Shavuos that are striking. First of all, there's no mitzvah that characterizes the holiday of Shavuos. In contrast to Pesach and Sukkot, which have their mitzvos hayom, Shavuos does not have mitzvos hayom. And we're going to argue tonight that it's not the learning of the night of Shavuos. That's the mitzvos hayom. It's not. It's not the learning of the night. For sure, you need to be amel. We're going to drive at why the amelus is so important. But there's no particular mitzvos hayom when it comes to Shavuos. And of course, the Gemara in Psachim, the Samaches and Mebe says, Hakol moedim debatzeres v'ina nami lechem. What's unique about Shavuos is that if a person decides on Pesach or on Sukkos that they're going to devote their entire time to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning and davening and dveikus and yichud v'chulei v'chulei, a person is allowed to do it. But by Shavuos, Hakol moedim debayina nami lechem, there you must party. Rav Nevinsal Shlita today said that there are three times when you must party. Shabbos, Purim, and Shavuos. And all three of them are Kabbalah HaTorah. Let's try to go understand a little bit deeper. What is it particular about Shavuos? Hakol moedim debatzeres ba'inon nami lachem. I was thrilled to see that Ramesha advances an idea that was similar to what I was thinking about what's unique about Shavuos, where he points out a very fascinating diuk in the Lashon HaPasuk in regards to the Karban Musaf of Shavuos. In general, we all know that in the Karban Musaf, it says, Usir Yizim Echad Lechatos Lechaper Aleichem, that there is a Seir that's there, Lechaper, to atone for an Avera. On one holiday that appears in Rosh Chodesh, it appears on the holidays as well, there's one holiday where it doesn't say Lechatos. It says, Usir Echad Lechaper Aleichem. It doesn't say what it's for. Lichatos. Chazal tell us, lichatos generally refers to averas that are done in the Migdash. Here it is, usir echal lichaper aleichem, in general, to atone. Says Ramesha, that when it comes to Shavuos, Shavuos doesn't have any particular mitzvah. It doesn't even have the mitzvah that's Talmud Torah keneged kulam, because Shavuos, as we've described in the past, is kailal akol. It's about everything. It includes everything. In other words, what Shavuos is about us getting to the core of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that has to include everything. There can't be any particular mitzvah. Kabbalah HaTorah is more than one particular part. It includes everything. Everything. And therefore, it must include Gashmias as well. A person can't choose a particular approach like he could on the other Yom Tovim. It has to include all of our Ramach environment, Shesagidim, everything that we are. Ramoshin's tshuva has a corollary to this that I've mentioned in the past. I won't repeat the whole Masa Umatan in his tshuva that we've mentioned in the past, but Ramoshin Chelik Beis in Orach Chaim deals with a fascinating problem in regards to Birchas HaTorah. The Shagas Aryeh writes, this sometimes comes up Shavuos morning, the Shagas Aryeh writes that when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, there, if a person has a suffix, the Gemara tells us in Brachos that Birchas HaTorah is unlike any other Birchas HaMitzvah. We learn it, it's a din d'oraisa, that we learn from the Pasuk, Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVagoydol Elokeinu, and that tells us that we need to make a bracha prior to the Torah. And therefore, the Shagas Aryeh writes that if you have a suffix whether you're supposed to make Birchas HaTorah, this has come up more than once, Shavuos morning, the halacha is that you would repeat the Birchas HaTorah. But the Shagas Aryeh cryptically says that you only repeat the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ho'amim V'nasan Lanu Es Teirasoi. The bracha of Asher Kidshanu B'mitzvay Savitzivanu Lasoik B'divrei Saira, that bracha one does not repeat. And Shagas Aryeh doesn't explain. The Be'er Halacha quotes this, Halacha L'maisa. Halacha L'maisa, if a person has a suffek, they'll make the bracha of Asher Bochar Banu. They won't make the bracha of Lasok V'Divrei Sora. Question is why? Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaTorah. It's D'Oraisa. Comes along Ramesha. Ramesha says there's two dinim in Birchas HaTorah. There's one din of Birchas HaTorah, which is on the Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that's in the words of the bracha. Asher kitshon mitzvaysa vitzivanu lasok v'divrei sora. Vitzivanu lasok. And that's one of the 613 mitzvahs. But then there's the other bracha that I would argue, if you will, in drush, to suggest that that bracha is a bracha that corresponds to the essence of Shavuos. And that is the bracha of Asher Bachar Banu Mikolo Amim. It doesn't include any particular Maisa mitzvah. It's something that's more ethereal. It's something that's greater than that. Something where a person is part of not any particular action, but Asher Bachar Banu, says the Gra, Ato V'chartanu, refers to Pesach. Asher Bachar Banu, he chose us on Pesach, V'nasan Lanu Es Torasa, and he gave us a Torah on Shavuos. No mention of V'ratzisa Banu, that's going to come in Sukkos. But in Asher Bachar Banu, you have V'chinas Pesach, V'nasan Lanu Es Torasa, V'china of Shavuos. So what does that mean practically in our Avodas Hashem? This Yisod, that when it comes to Shavuos, Shavuos is Koilel HaKol. We spoke about Yomim being the Prat, and the Shavua being the Klal. We're introducing tonight all of these ideas that's Koilel HaKol. But what does that mean, Rebbe, what does it mean in practical terms? How do I live this practically? That's so special about Shavuos, that's so unique. So it comes back to the story. It comes back to the story where a person has a consummate desire. There's a desire, such a deep desire to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through his Torah. But not just the Maisa Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Asher Bochar Bonu Mikolo Amin V'nosan Lanu Es Torasai. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter turned to his Talmud and he said, I have a trivia question for you. Such a powerful question Rabbi Yisrael asked. He said, you have two people sitting in a hotel. They're eating in the King David. And there's one person who paid $1,000 a night, and the other person is eating there for free. How, Rabbi Yisrael said, could such a thing exist? Answer the question. Two people in the same hotel, the same room, five star, $1,000, and the other entirely free. Zok de Heiliger Rabbi Yisrael. The answer is that there's one who came as a customer and there's another who works for the hotel. The other is the hotel's lawyer, their accountant. Rabbi Yisrael says there are two people who could come into the Beis HaMedrash. There are two people who come into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. One of them says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to do the mitzvahs. Asher kitshon sosa v'tzivanu. I know I have a responsibility to do mitzvahs. A person could come to yeshiva, he comes into Torah Shraga, he comes to Gros Kolel, and he says, there are certain things I want to get, certain skills, certain rabbis I want to have a kesher with. And as we've emphasized in the past, what you come in and you're going to pay for, you'll get. Then there's somebody else. That person is not just coming for that particular thing. He's not just coming to be Yotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvos, even in the sincerest of ways. But he's coming and he says, Asher bochar banu mikolo amim v'nosan lanu es toirasoi, v'yazoi ken stirgen avek fun v'lozhim mit akasha on ateretz. How is it that I could be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world and not work for him? Not be totally given to him. That's why Kabbalah Satayr is Koilel HaKol. It includes absolutely everything. May we be consumed with the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That we don't just look at it as another Maisa Mitzvah. That's just a longer period of time to sit and learn. But it consumes our entire being. Asher Bachar Banu Mikol Ami V'nasal Lanu Es Toirasai. To the point that we reach that madrega that we're able to say, forget about all those other things. My desire is to come close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through your Torah. Bezer Hashem, may we be zocha to a true Kabbalah HaTorah.